朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
如果今天我们要同得万民，
If we want to reach all nations，
我们要先有这样一个群体的伦理观念。
We first need to build up this relation between the multitude and ourselves.
当然，我们只有回到神的里面，我们才能够看见爱世人是可能的。
Of course, we have to come back to God before we understand that it's possible for us to love the world.
当然，我今天在这里讲，不是说用第六轮来取代前面的五轮。
Of course, I'm not saying that we should use the sixth.To usurp the first five.
那么事实上，我们需要五轮，然后从这个家庭人际的见证被建立以后，我们去关心我们在四周我们不认识的陌生人。
We need to establish the first five relations, but yet also build on them the six.
只有在这一种的前提之下，我们才可以一同去得万民。
It's only under such emphasis that we can reach all nations.
在同得万民这四个字里面，这一个礼拜对我比较深的一个印象就是那相同的那个同字。
In the Chinese theme, instead of saying reaching all nations, it had a sense of reaching all nations together.
我们一同来完成主的使命。
How can we fulfill the Lord's commission together?
等一下，我要稍微跟大家分享一点，在这次大会里面，我们怎么样能够迈向2000年，达到那样一个目标。
In a short while, I will share with you how we can reach this in a timely fashion.
但是同心是一个不可缺的一个条件。
But one of the most important conditions is that we are united in heart.
我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We have to spare no efforts.To keep the harmony that the Spirit has given us.
不但如此，我们要一同向外把福音传给我们四周的人。
And we have to go out together.
所以，当我们一同配搭的时候
，And when we work together,
我们要彼此同心。我们要了解怎么样才能够达到这样一个同心地步。
Then we need to understand how we can be united.
这是我听到一个见证，一个故事。
This time I heard this story.
说有一个韩国的一个年轻人，他马上要结婚，要做新郎。
Talked about this young Korean man about to be married.
那么他要做一套新的西装，准备做新郎。
He wants to wear a new suit for the marriage ceremony.
那么他上衣已经试过了，这非常非常合身。
He tried the outer garment and it fit him very well.
后来他就把这一套衣服就定下来。
So he put a deposit on the suit.
到第二天要结婚的前一天呢，他就试试这一套这个明天要穿的新郎装。
So the day before the marriage ceremony, he put on the whole outfit to see how it fitted him.
他发现上衣很合身，但是裤子呢长了6寸。
He discovered that the jacket fit him very well, but the trousers were too long for about 6 inches.
他们全家都紧张得不得了。
So the whole family became very nervous.
那这个新郎的姐姐呢，就怎么睡都睡不着。她觉得不可以让她的弟弟明天做新郎，脱了一个6寸长的西装裤，在行婚礼。
During the night, the older sister felt that this is not right. How can I let my younger brother get married and his trousers is too long?
所以她在她的弟弟睡觉的时候，就把那6寸剪掉。
So during the time when his brother was asleep.She got up and trimmed 6 inches off the trousers.
所以她心里面非常高兴，因为第二天她的弟弟可以穿一个合身的裤子。
Then she felt comforted and went to sleep.
那半夜她的母亲睡不着觉。
In the midnight, the mother could not sleep.
就一直为了那6寸，心里很着急。
She was concerned about the trousers being too long.
后来在黑暗当中，她爬起来把她的裤子剪掉6寸。
So she got up.Trim 6 inches off the trousers.
他心里面很安，他就去睡觉。
Then the mother was comforted and went to bed.
但是那个老祖母没有办法睡觉。
The elderly grandma could not sleep.
因为他说我的孙子要结婚，怎么可以穿一个长6寸的裤子？这多难看呢
！How can my grandson be married in a pair of trousers that's too long?
后来他拿着剪刀又剪掉6寸。
So she also got up and trimmed 6 inches.
第二天，这个新郎穿了一条短裤去参加这个婚礼。
So what happened was the groom got married in shorts.
到底这个故事有什么意思呢？
What is the meaning? What is the lesson we get from this story?
我们在马尼拉跟你们一样，1400多个人笑得人仰马翻。
When we first heard the story in the Philippines, we reacted like you all. We all laughed.
那个传道人在讲这个故事的时候，他有一个目的和用心。
The preacher who shared that story had his point to make.
我们要有爱，我们要有彼此相顾，我们要同心，没有错。
Yes, we need to have love. We need to be united. We need to do things together.
但是我们的同心要同心在属灵的智慧里面。
But we need to be united in heavenly wisdom.
爱要爱在神的旨意里面。
We have to love one another within the will of God.
当他提到这个后面的教训的时候，我想我们一千四百多个人都深深的有这样的一个印象。
And when he shared the lesson from the story, we all felt that he had a very good point.
今天在我们教会也是如此。
Today in our church, it's the same.
我们求主把同心的恩典赏赐给我们。
We beseech the Lord to give us the grace of united in heart.
但是当我们一同同心往前走的时候，
But when we try to move forward,
我们彼此要清楚认识我们在主面前的岗位，我们在主面前的本分。
We need to understand where we are, what our stages should be.
当大卫提到同德万民的时候，
When we say reaching all nations together,
我们就发现这个同心是非常重要的一件事情。
We've discovered that it's very important for us to have a united heart.
而且我们深深地相信，如果中国教会能够同心的话，跟其他西方的教会弟兄姊妹一起配搭。公元2000年，福音是可以传遍这个地上。
And we truly believe that if we truly are united and work with the foreign missionary organizations that already in existence, then indeed it is possible for us to reach all nations by the year 2000.
因为这次我们在聚会里面，我们真是感觉到神对华人的教会弟兄姊妹有特别的恩典。
Because we felt during this meeting that God has a special blessing upon the Chinese church.
就普遍在全世界的华人教会当中。
Because in the Chinese churches over the world,
我们有人才。
We have people with talent.
我们有钱财。
We have financial resources.
我们实在蒙神给我们有特别丰厚的恩典。
God has indeed blessed the Chinese church.
我们一直想到神多给我们，就像我们多取。
And we realize that to those who that God gives more, more he will expect from them.
神今天给我们许多的恩典，不是没有目标，不是没有计划。
God did not just emptily give us all these blessings without a plan.
但是要紧的是，我们怎么样把神给我们这些恩典汇聚在一起，成为一股力量，能够快快的用传遍福音来欢迎耶稣基督第二次再来。
So the important thing is how can we channel all these resources together to work together for the second return of our Lord Jesus.
我相信有许多的同工跟我一样。
I believe that many of the co-workers, like I am,
从菲律宾回来以后，我们需要好好在神的面前计划思想，怎么样能够朝向公元两千年，让教会的工作能够满足他的心意。
After our return from the Philippines, we have to spend much time in thinking about strategizing how we can achieve this goal.
那么这是在迈向二千的最后一个段落里面，曾经有许多人做了很多的功课。
So when we discussed the last theme, reaching 2000, we discovered many people have done a lot of background work.
有一样跟我们今天在美国的华人教会有关系。
There was one thing that has relation to us as Chinese churches in North America.
1991年在美国的华人一共有200万。
It's been estimated there are 2 million Chinese in North America.
推算下去到公元2000年的时候，在美国华人大概有300万之多。
And it was estimated by the year 2000, the Chinese population in North America might reach 3 million.
那么现在在美国的华人信徒的比例是人口的 6.9%。
The Chinese Christian population ratio in North America right now is 6.4%，
比台湾高很多。
Much higher than that in Taiwan。
台湾的基督徒的数目是2.6%。
The percentage of Christians in Taiwan is 2.5%.
在新加坡，他们基督徒的数目是全国人数的20%。
But in Singapore, the Christian percentage is 20%.
那么，既然新加坡那边有20%的基督徒的比例。
Because Singapore has a relatively high percentage of Christians in their population.
所以我们美国的这些同工聚在一起，我们经过祷告以后，我们也决定把20%的这样的一个目标作为我们达到公元2000年的一个目标。
We adopted the 20% as a goal for us to work on as Chinese churches in North America.
如果现在200万的中国人在美国，他的信徒比例是6.9%的话，是大概有15万人的这个基督徒的数目。
If there's 2 million Chinese right now in North America and 6.9% of them are Chinese, then that's about 100 Christians. Then there's about 150,000 Chinese Christians.
如果300万到公元300万的20%的话，就应该是有6万的基督徒在美国，60万就是。
If we want 20% of the Chinese in America to be Christians by the year 2000, that means the Chinese Christians have to increase from 150 to 600,000.
从15万到60万是4倍的增加。
That's a fourfold increase.
那么我就想到我们自己教会。
So I thought about our own church.
如果我们要跟着全世界的华人教会一起往前走的话，
If we want to march together with all these other Chinese churches,
在我们的当中，我们要负我们该负的责任。
Then we have to do our part.
所以换句话说，现在我们有500个基督徒在我们教会里面。
In other words, since right now we have 500 Christians in our church.
到公元2000年，我们希望涨4倍的话，我们盼望到公元2000年，我们教会有2000人。
Then if we project a fourfold increase by the year 2000, then a goal for us will be to reach 2,000 Christians for our church in 2000.
也许弟兄姊妹觉得这个目标太难达到。
Some of you may feel this is a goal that's too difficult to reach.
但是起码求主把一个方向放在我们面前。
But at least there's a direction for us.
当我们要去同得万民的时候，
When we say we want to reach all nations,
让我们先得到我们周遭的人。
Let us reach those that's around us.
所以我就在神的面前，特别是昨天，从马尼拉一直飞到这个回家的路程的过程当中。
So during the return flight from the Philippines back,
我在神面前一直思想这件事情。
I continually to think before the God.
有没有可能在这里的教会，我们这个教会，等到公元2000年的时候，我们可以起码迈向这样的一个目标
？Is it possible for us as the church here today? To reach this goal by the year 2000.
我深深地相信，单单靠我传道同工，我们没有办法达到。
I know and I believe that if this the pure responsibility of myself and the pastoral staff, this is impossible.
除非我们在主里面每一个弟兄姊妹，我们能够努力地朝这个方向走，我们也许可以达到这个目的。
If all of us together march towards this direction, then perhaps we can reach it.
公元2000年摆在我们面前到底有什么意义
？Why do we put the year 2000 before us？
我们不是时代主义者。
We are not a church of dispensationalism tradition。
在时代主义认为大概到公元2000年是主耶稣要再来的时候。
Under this theology, a lot of people believe that our Lord Jesus will return in the year 2000.
明明这个时候，耶稣告诉我们说他不知道，只有天父知道，所以我们没有办法去猜测这个时间。
But then it's very clearly written in the Bible, the word of our Lord Jesus himself said, nobody knows the time.
但是不可否认，今天在我们思维，只要打开报纸，只要听这个电视新闻，我们看见到处都是天灾，尤其是刚刚过的这个礼拜。
But then we find there are so many natural calamities occurring.
过去这个礼拜是在我的了解里面，在我的印象当中，是全世界地震最多的一个礼拜。
In my understanding, in the last week alone, there's more earthquakes than ever recorded.
南斯拉夫
Yugoslavia.
那么纽西兰
In New Zealand.
印尼
Indonesia.
日本
Japan.
加州一直到 Colorado.
California to Colorado.
我们过去一个礼拜看见不断的有地震的消息。
We've heard about earthquakes occurring in those areas.
而且我们听到中国大陆
And then we hear about what's happening in China.
安徽、江苏一带有大大的水灾。
Tremendous flooding going on.
已经死了，官方的统计1300人。
The official estimate is there's 1,300 that's perished.
当我们看见这些事情在我们四周的时候。
When we see these things happening around us,
弟兄姊妹，就我个人来讲，我觉得主耶稣基督再来的日子实在已经非常的近。
To me personally, this means that the return of our Lord is imminent.
到底今天主把我们留在这个末世有什么意义？
Why did our Lord let us stay on this earth at this time?
等到主耶稣再来的时候，
When our Lord returns again,
这恩典的门关起来，
When the door is closed,
许多的人要信主，那个时候已经来不及。
Then it's too late for people to want to believe in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我这次在 Manila 的聚会带了一心的火热回来。
Brothers and sisters, I returned from the Philippines with fire in my heart.
我发现每一个同工都带着火热的心，这个离开 Manila。
And I realized that many of the co-workers were leaving also on fire.
这次我心里很受感动的一件事情。
One of the things that really touched me.
过去呢，只要到菲律宾到任何地方开会，很多弟兄姊妹参加人会逃课，会溜掉，会出去 sightseeing 啊，看看风景啦，或者去买一些东西。
In the past, when these meetings were held, many people actually will take time off from meetings and workshops to go out for sightseeing.
但是这次我发现弟兄姊妹非常专注的，在整整一个多礼拜的时间参加这个聚会。
But this time, I realized.This was not happening.
因为这些同工很认真地接受这样的挑战，我们不可以再马马虎虎地做基督徒。
Because they took the challenge seriously that they cannot be just a wishy-washy Christian anymore.
将来神怎么样审判信徒，这是一回事情。
We don't know how the Lord will judge us as Christians in the future.
但是让我们今天在座的，在这个时代的弟兄姊妹，让我们真实看见这个传福音的责任在我们每个人的肩头。
But let us, as Christians today, understand that the responsibility for sharing the gospel to the world rests on our shoulders.
11月我们就要搬进新堂。
In November, we plan to move into our new building.
我们知道我们的新堂大堂可以坐750个人。
We know that in our new sanctuary, we can seat 750.
我们在那个副堂也可以坐350个人。
Our annex sanctuary can seat 350.
到公元2000年，我们可以把它分成两堂的中文崇拜，两堂的英文崇拜。我们盼望能够真的容纳2000人在那个地方。
If we want to reach 2,000 people by the year 2000, then we can hold two Chinese services, two English worship services.
盼望我们在进入新堂以前，起码神在我们的心里面已经做好他的预备的工作。
It's my wish that even before we move into the building, that God will move in our hearts to prepare us.
让我们进去的时候，不是一个自满的心进去。
So that we do not enter the new building with self-satisfaction.
请各位为我们传道同工祷告。
Pray for the pastoral staff.
既然有这样的一个目标摆在我们面前，我们就真的盼望我们能够达到这个目的。
Since we have the goal before us,Now we have to plan how to reach the goal.
起码今天我分三件事情提出来，让大家做一个参考。
I will share with you on three items so that we can discuss this together.
第一个，我们不能不在教会里面加强祷告的侍奉。
First, we have to strongly emphasize the service of prayer.
传福音是一个属灵的征战。
Sharing of the gospel, evangelization is a spiritual battle.
属灵的征战需要用属灵的武器来打。
A spiritual battle needs spiritual weapons.
让我们在祷告上面来加强。
Let us emphasize the work of prayer.
第二
Secondly,
我们还是希望加强我们教会传福音的训练。
We want to continue to emphasize the training for personal evangelism.
然后第三我们希望能够每一个部门能够平衡的发展跟成长。
Thirdly, we want all departments in the church to grow together.
让我们有这样的一个目标，同心兴旺福音的时候，让主的心也能够得到满足。
Let us try to reach this goal together so that we can please our Lord.
跟随基督
，following Christ，
同得万民
，reaching all nations together，
迈向2000。
Reaching the year 2000.
不只是单单我们教会的工作，求主怜悯，让他能够发展。
Let us pray not only that his work will be blessed in our church alone.
我盼望在要来的这十年，我们教会真的能够差派更多的宣教士到其他的地区去为主做工。
How I wish in the decade to come that our church will be sending forth more missionaries from our own people.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God be gracious to us.
赐福于我们。
And bless us.
用脸光照我们。
Make his face shine upon us.
好叫世界得知神的道路，万国得知神的救恩。
So that your ways will be known on earth and your salvation among all nations.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。